The other day, Carol, when we were at the reception here at Peter White Public Library celebrating its National Medal of Honor that they received in Washington, D.C., we were reminiscing. And I think that's a good place for us to start. Remember, we were saying, oh, this is where the checkout desk was. And I pointed up where the mezzanine used to be here at the library, where the mysteries were. And what were the things you were remembering?
I was remembering my first day at work. The director, Mrs. Kell, was giving me a tour of the library, and she brought me throughout the library and then walked me into the children's room and left. And I thought to myself, oh, I don't want to work here. So I walked out to the circulation desk, and that's where it all started.
And your career was made.
Yes.
We never liked the smell of wet woolly mittens.
That was terrible.
The children's room.
I had used the library since I was a child. I remember the children's room. Of course, then I didn't mind being in the children's room. But I would return my books every 2 weeks, and I would ask at the circulation desk, are there any openings? I've put in my application. Are there any openings? And I did that for months, and finally they gave in. And I've worked at the library. I had worked at the library for 35 years, saw lots of changes. When I started working at the library, wives were never allowed to have cards in their own names.
Who will believe that in 2011?
No, you'd think we were 100. But a wife would come in and say, my name is Jane Smith, and she'd fill out a card, and I'd have to ask her, well, what's your husband's name? Well, it's George, but what does that matter? I said, well, we have to go by the husband's name. And finally, I remember one patron said, I am not doing that, and I'd like to speak with the director. It was changed.
I'll be darned.
We could have things in our own name.
We could be people.
Yeah.
You know, the library was sort of restrictive then, too. There were so many off places
locked
that
cases.
We couldn't go. The locked cases, they were glass, so you could look in and, mm-hmm. you know, lust for the books in them, but you had to just about have a congressional order to get them out, or probably parents' permission or something. And now the library is so open and expanded and wonderful, and now we have
everything.
This library has everything. This is our community center, and everything open.
Yeah.
Nothing is, you know, no touch.
Right. It's so much different from when I started. You know, it's a wonderful place to come. Even though I've been retired for 4 years, I'm here at least twice a week.
I remember loving the public library when I was a kid. I grew up in Calumet, a small town, and the public library was the school library. It was housed in the high school, and I remember the smell. I would walk in, and the smell was just intoxicating to me. It was a book smell. It was wonderful. I still do smell books.
Kindle is an abomination. I think it's
terrible.
You're
so subtle.
Well, working at the library changed my life. It gave me a sense of worth. And I worked, and they kept on raising the bar. Eventually, I was in charge of scheduling. Then it led to training, interviewing, hiring.
Yeah, and now the position that you held requires a bachelor's degree.
It is
a professional position. And you didn't even have a high school diploma.
I had...
I mean that you went back after high school age.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a high school diploma.
That shows you that... if you're willing to work hard enough and learn, and they gave me the chance to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you did it wonderfully. But truly, Carol, you know, of all the things that Peter White Public Library gave us, it gave you independence and a sense of self, I think. That's what I've seen in you. And it gave me you, my dear friend. You are just the best thing in my life. You are absolutely wonderful. You're nuttier than a fruitcake. You really, really are. And you drive me to distraction. And the other night when I tried to strangle you, I was only kidding, really. Honest.
I sometimes wonder. But every time we talk on the phone, even if it's 3 or 4 times, we always end up laughing.
We always end up laughing. That's wonderful, Carol. You're the best.
You are too.